Welcome to Red Chips on Toast, a weekly podcast of unedited geeky banter that lasts exactly 15 minutes. And here are your hosts, Red Chips and Toast.
Hello and welcome to our Christmas edition 50th episode special. We have a few of our ex-chimps with us tonight. We have Grimace.
Hello.
Beans.
Hi.
Lydia.
Hello.
Arcade.
Yeah.
And Earwax.
Yeah.
And today we thought we would talk about 2018, as this is our end of year special, what it's meant for us, maybe some of the episodes we enjoyed doing. I don't know, did we enjoy doing any episodes? And what we're all planning for Christmas.
Highs and lows of the year, surely.
We're recording this just before Christmas. It is going to come out between Christmas and New Year, so that's the truth of it. We don't play these live. So, 2018, how's it been for everybody?
That was a very formal opening.
I'm not going to say my 2018. My personal 2018 has been, I've been very happy with how it's gone.
The podcasting's getting a lot more professional.
We're just amazing. Yeah, I mean, the kit we've got together.
Have we said where we're recording from today?
And we are live from a London pub.
So this is actually a very, you know, this is a one-off, very unusual thing for us to do, right?
We are all actually sitting in front of a crackling fire.
Yeah, Red, couldn't make it up.
The Red Chimps office Christmas party. All the teams here. All those guys from the background, the, you know, the unsung heroes, the crew.
Yeah, it's a big crew.
I mean, this is
legal.
A bit
like, legal are over there.
On TV shows, this is a bit where you put a montage of all the episodes that people have been on, but as we're unedited.
Well, go on, what was your favourite?
What was my favourite episodes? Well, some of them with you guys. I really enjoyed the McDonald's episode.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where we all decided to defend McDonald's.
Yes. Yeah.
Debate.
Yeah. I mean, if ever you get a sponsor for the podcast, I think that's your first one right there, surely.
You guys, you've listened to many of the episodes as well, right?
Yes, you know, I actually really enjoyed the question and answer one that you did when Chips was involved, because that was actually quite interesting to hear a little bit more about you guys, even though I think I know you well, just hearing a bit more about.
I think that surprised us as well.
That is surprising, yeah. I don't feel like any of those answers were... Well, he just ended up saying anything.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell us what the questions were, obviously, and it was all very...
spontaneous?
We tried to get our own back when he left, but that didn't entirely work either, did it?
No.
The death episode was quite good.
Yeah, I liked that one. That was my favourite.
With Natasha.
Yeah.
Dr. Natasha. Dr. Death.
Yeah.
So that was very good. And the Halloween episode with Arcade and Earwax.
And Dot.
And Dot.
Unfortunately, Dot couldn't make it today.
No, Dot's busy. Dot's still at school. Arcade, any comments?
The Halloween episode.
Okay. And in the wider world, we haven't died yet. The world has not ended.
Which is really good, because
it's been a pretty crazy few weeks, hasn't it? I mean, the political system is about to implode.
It is.
We've been saying that for a couple of years, though, haven't we?
But it does kind of feel like, you know, the last few days in Berlin, 1939 at the moment.
Yeah, it's getting there.
The rise of fascism.
I kind of think this year's going to go down politically as the lost year, because we're going to end the year knowing nothing more than we did at the start of the year about where we're going in a couple of months' time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Mueller investigation is beginning to
bear fruit
in the US. We've just had the news that Trump's chief of Secretary of Defense has just resigned.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, this is real.
And in his resignation, wasn't too pleased with Trump.
Is anyone?
So, but I think these sort of things where you always think it's going to happen faster than it does.
Yeah.
This time next year, we might be in a very different place.
But politics is like so utterly depressing. Should we just move on to favourite movies?
Happy things.
Oh, the Robert Redford movie, The Old Man and Gun.
Oh, have you seen it? Brilliant. Is it really good?
Yeah, even Earwax and Thingy liked it.
Thingy?
Yeah.
Arcade.
I know, I said arcade, but even they really liked it.
I haven't seen it yet, so really I really want to. It did look absolutely fantastic.
What genre is it?
Well, it's Mar-
it's a heist movie.
No.
No, not really. Yeah.
It's character study.
Okay.
So as Arcade put it, it's amazing how a movie where nothing actually happens is so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
That's good. Well, okay, that's a very good review. I do really want to go and see it, so maybe that should
be a double do you like Robert
Redford? Aquaman, maybe. Yeah, that would work, I reckon.
What else is good?
I really enjoyed A Quiet Place. I thought that was an absolutely fantastic film, and one that just worked so well seeing it at the cinema.
Yes.
That's why you go to the cinema to see those kind of films.
It's
where
horror, is it?
The,
it's 15. I think it's 15. 15.
Yeah, no, it's too much.
It's very thrilling.
Oh,
yeah.
Very.
Nice. Black Klansman.
Black
Panther.
Really,
oh,
really
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'd quite like to see
Widows.
Widows was good, but I just don't like Steve McQueen as a director. He just fannies about so much.
Oh, really?
It's a really great story, really well acted, but there's just so many bits of it that it made me want to go and rewatch the
series instead.
Yeah.
Bean's movie podcast coming out next year with such review phrases as fannying about.
What do you mean fannies about? He just won't get to the point.
Yeah, there's just so many lingering shots of people looking out a window.
Oh, and, Jesus.
You know, just like long scenes of people just doing nothing. There's an entire scene where it's shot from outside a car, it's driving along, the people are having a conversation inside the car, and I read reviews going, oh my god, this is absolutely fantastic. I'm like, no, just show me what's happening in the car. I don't need to see that it started here and ended there. I want to actually see the acting taking place rather than the streets.
So it's a bit pretentious then.
Yeah, yeah, but then I just don't like Stephen Green. I didn't like 12 Years a Slave, I didn't like Shame.
I haven't seen either of those.
No,
much Shame.
Was Three Billboards this year?
It was, yeah.
Early on in the year, wasn't it? Yeah, that was very good. Another one of my faves of the year.
I don't feel like I've seen anything that brilliant apart from the Robert Redford one.
The film I enjoyed watching the most.
Raven.
Film I enjoyed watching the most this year was
properly.
Jumanji, which we watched.
Oh, no, that was
in a cinema.
No, that was really good. In Oakland.
Love it.
Oakland. That was amazing.
In the US, the audience joins in more.
Oh,
than
it was
the with
full
film,
on
and that was
anticipation.
So yeah.
A whooping and a hollering.
Yeah, it was very fun.
It was good though. I mean, it's silly but brilliant.
It was just such a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember watching the original Jumanji, I think I was probably a bit too old for it at that point in my life, but I was still really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it is a great idea, but just being so pleasantly surprised by how much fun it was.
How great
it
the
was
rock
hilarious.
Is.
And for the last time, it is not a sequel.
It's not a sequel, no.
Is it
officially it's a sequel?
No.
No, because they find the box on the beach at
is
the start
really
of the episode.
No.
It's a sequel.
It must be a sequel.
Do you need
but
to
not
have,
a shit one.
Do you need to have officially people from the original film in for it to be a sequel?
Mm-mm.
No, I've seen enough horror sequels with none of the original cast. I think they tried to make it a sequel by having a weird bit at the beginning where the box gets washed up on a beach.
But they're doing another one of those as well, aren't they?
There's a new one coming.
Is it going to be Jumanji 2, or is it going to be Jumanji 3, or Jumanji Welcome to the Desert? I don't know, where they're going to set it next time.
Underwater, because that's the new place to shoot films, right?
Yeah, well, if Aquaman does well, that'd be every film next year will be set in the water, I guess.
They learn a lesson from Westworld.
Yeah.
Not Westworld, Waterworld.
Easy to confuse.
Yes.
World inside.
What were your TV highlights?
Glow.
Netflix generally.
I couldn't get past the first episode of the first series. Yeah.
It's nice and light, and I belly laughed in every episode.
You're literally convulsing with shock and horror.
You didn't get past which episode? The first episode?
No, the first three episodes. So it was okay, but it wasn't grabbing me. It wasn't, I've got to see the rest of this.
You do need to see the rest of it.
I watched The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, how was that?
Good.
It was very good.
You like that,
it's not perfect, it was very good.
The
by the end,
very good.
By the end, they're kind of stretching things. I think they could have done an episode less.
Yeah.
If you just watch one episode, watch episode 5. You can get away with just watching episode 5.
Did you watch Ozark?
No, but it's on my list.
Second series of that game this year, looks very good.
Yeah, I've heard a few people say Ozark's very good.
And we're just talking just about what's on Netflix. The movie All the Boys I've Loved Before,
that just that.
Broke my heart. I loved that. It was just so adorable. It was so sweet.
I don't know it.
It's based on a book. And it was a bestseller, just a really sweet...
It didn't break my heart, but I did like that it was sort of contemporary, you know? It was a story for people like this generation. Not my generation, but, you know, the younger generation.
It's not the chemistry between them.
Yes.
Fantastic. And it's so rare you get a good rom-com these days that you actually enjoy watching. So when you do see a good rom-com,
it's lovely.
Which just brings in my favourite quote of the year. It's actually the pop bitch quote of the year from Gilly Cooper, which is, millennials are very sweet to me, but I've read they're all virgins.
Probably true. They probably, you know, ascended to doing something other than sex. Sex is so last millennium.
Speak for yourself, then.
She's not speaking for me.
But that made me laugh. It was like the height of bad manners.
You got a little bit of Chili Cooper.
Yeah. She's got one more book to get at.
Any good books of the year?
I don't read enough. I only ever read when I'm on holiday now.
I'm the same.
So my book of the year was a Gilly Cooper book called Riders. I don't know if anybody's heard of it.
Yeah.
That's the best book that I've read this year.
Classic.
No.
I can't think of what I've read this year that I thought was that amazing.
No, me too. I'm struggling to think of... Well, I don't read as much anymore. I used to just like devour books.
I just do podcasts, yeah. I quite like to listen to... I haven't listened to it yet, that podcast, the Australian one. The True Crime Australian one.
Teacher's
where
Pets.
Teacher's Pet.
Yes, that's the one I'd like to listen to. I haven't finished it yet, but that's really good.
And the other one that you put me on to...
Oh, Faculty of Horror.
Faculty of Horror. Here's a shout out to Faculty of Horror, which is a really good podcast.
It's fantastic. Have you listened to the most recent one? The Stepford Wives,
yeah.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is slightly difficult because I haven't actually seen
Get Out
yet. We all went to the pub to see it and then had a lovely time in the pub and didn't get out.
Didn't get out.
Heavyweight's the one I've been listening to.
Heavyweight's very good.
Jonathan Goldstein on Gimlet Media. I think. And I think it's an offshoot of Radio Labs or This American Life. They're all This American Life. But they're really good. It's just sort of trundling along, talking to people, fixing their problems. You know, it's fairly kind of chill.
He digs into it. If somebody has a slight problem, he will dig into it.
Yeah, it's really annoying. In a good way.
I'll put that on there. And did anyone listen to the third series of Serial, where they went into the law court in Cleveland? That was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as good as the first series, because obviously the first series
was... But that reminds me of America, the Netflix true crime...
Making a Murderer,
the second series
of
that.
The second one, yeah.
So that's meant to be quite good as well. Different.
I don't trust those programmes anymore.
No.
Which ones? I just think they're filmed with... Like, they've made their decision up about the innocence of someone, and then they film it, and then the way that they film it and how you're then consequently informed is skewed.
Yeah.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, so I recently watched The Staircase on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Which was good. I haven't finished it. There's like 2 episodes left. But you watch it, and then you like read up afterwards, and you're like, oh, like I feel like I've been misled. I've been taken down.
Because
I've not been given all the facts. Yeah, and so that kind of makes me feel uneasy.
Have you seen American Vandal?
No, but it's been very recommended.
Excellent,
yeah.
Parody of those true crime Netflix,
yeah,
series.
Yeah, I haven't seen
really funny. And really good.
I heard it, yeah.
And it's a really good mystery as well, all the way through. You just hooked. It's like, who drew the dicks?
But that was the strength of the first series of Serial, was that all the way through...
You wanted to find out.
Well, but she was kept on saying, well, actually, I think he might be guilty now. I'm not so sure. Now I think he might be. And they were trying as hard as they could to be neutral on that.
Flip flop, yeah.
I mean, they even interviewed people on that where they said, it's never 100% lock tight case. otherwise it wouldn't go to court. If it goes to court, it's always going to have problems. And that's just the nature of the system.
Just back to books really quickly, I have thought of something I read this year that I thought was bloody fantastic, but it wasn't. It's from the 1940s, I think, The Hive. It's a Spanish book,
okay.
And it's set in just before the Spanish Civil War.
Who's it by and what's the Spanish title?
Oh, La Colmena, and I can't remember who wrote it, I'll have to look it up. And it's every chapter is a short story, but it's about all the same people.
Oh, so like kind of like all the...
It was the same neighbourhood.
All of Kittredge, that one.
A little bit, yeah. But even more intense.
Okay, that's a good recommendation.
It was really, really, really good. And the other one, just get my Amazon orders, because I knew there were a few that I absolutely loved.
Other retailers are available.
Yeah, what else? Jasmine Ward's Sing, Unburied, Sing. That was really good. It's set in the deep south, and it's just sort of, it's not very cheerful, though.
Yeah, I mean, when I read it now, I kind of want to have some kind of easy relaxation, so it's going to wash over me. I don't think I can handle it.
Chilli Cooper, days. From Riders through to Mount, just read all of them. It'll cheer you up.
I do really want to read Rivals. That's
yeah, I want to read Rivals.
Rivals
I
is really
to.
Good.
So Rivals is a TV industry.
Okay.
And it's all true.
Okay. I think you'll find there's quite a lot of truth in it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Song of the year? Pop song of the year?
You know, I'm really into Ariana Grande's Thank You Next. It's an absolute bop. I've just been playing it again and again and again.
I think Greatest Showman soundtrack, banging.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Arcade? Song of the year? Earwax? I quite like that. What was it? God is a Woman.
Oh yeah, that was really good.
I quite like that song.
That's Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande's just been owning this year.
So I don't know as I'm old, I just hear them on the radio and now I'm kind of stuck. Anything? Okay.
Anything but Drake.
Anything but Drake.
Anything but Drake, okay. Great band.
Good band.
The Drakes.
Okay, and where are we all when this comes out? I think this is going to come out on the 30th, 20th, Sunday, the between Christmas and New Year.
Back in London, I think.
London.
We're all in London.
Okay. Oh, I know what the song of the year was. It was Chaka Khan, Like Sugar.
Oh, that was a good song, Chaka Khan. Have you heard it?
No.
Very good.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's very good.
Well, we're slightly extended episode, but it is a special.
Christmas special.
And we didn't have our timer and countdown this time. But I wish everybody a successful 2019. We will speak to you all soon again. We will see how things go.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to us and feel free to rate us. If you want to get in touch, then tweet us on @RedChimpsToast. Catch you next time.